Heavenly Father, we ask you to open your word to our hearts and to open our hearts to your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Please sit down. As Dave explained earlier, last Thursday was St. Bartholomew's Day, and so I thought it would be appropriate to have the gospel reading for St. Bartholomew's Day, which we've just had, and to think about this interesting member of the apostolic band together this morning. But you, as Dave chided me before we came in, you will explain, he said, why Bartholomew isn't mentioned in the gospel reading, won't you? Because it talks about Nathanael. So I think this has been said before. Nathanael and Bartholomew are the same person. Nathanael is his Hebrew name, Bartholomew is his Hebrew name, and Nathanael is his Greek name, so he's the same person. So Nathanael is Bartholomew, and Bartholomew is Nathanael. Very confusing having two names, but it does happen to people sometimes. So we are thinking about that story that we just heard. The other thing that this morning, of course, it's Greenbelt weekend. They had some rain, I imagine, yesterday, and I think a fair quantity of it is predicted for tomorrow, but anyway, they've got a nice day today. And I've got a surprise driving along in the car with Radio 4 on to hear the reading at the service from Greenbelt this morning done by Jude Levermore. So I thought, well, you can't keep Ducklington out of anything, can you? Very nicely read as well. One of the things in that little service as I was driving here was a very interesting poem, actually. Baptize my eyes that I may see. And if I'd wanted a title for what I'm going to say this morning, that would be it, really. Baptize my eyes that I may see. Because the whole of this little story that we just heard the last part of is about having people's eyes opened to see. In fact, if you read the whole of that story from when John the Baptist said, "See the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," the verb to see keeps on occurring in it. It's all about having our eyes opened so that we can see. It's also a story of the beginning of Jesus gathering his 12, the apostles. And so we start off with the two who heard John the Baptist, who said to some of his disciples after he'd baptized Jesus, as Jesus walked away, "See, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And two of them decided that they would follow. We aren't actually told who, but we know who it was. It was John and Andrew. We know who because John is never named in John's gospel. Very modest of him, but if it's an anonymous or an unnamed disciple, it's probably John. So John and Andrew decided that they would follow Jesus. I don't mean become disciples. Literally, they'd walk behind him, see where he was going. So as Jesus disappeared from the River Jordan, presumably dripping, they followed on after him. And as they're walking along behind Jesus, Jesus stops and turns around and says to them, "What are you seeking?" And their answer was, if you read it in the gospel, it reads slightly odd. They said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" That doesn't seem an answer to me to the question, "What are you seeking?" But I assume it means what we're seeking, you couldn't answer in one sentence. So please, can we come to where you're staying? So Jesus' reply, it's a strange little dialogue. Jesus says, "What are you seeking?" They say, "Where are you staying?" And Jesus says, "Come and see." So part of the invitation to the seeker is to come and see. Now, I just think this is a wonderful tip for us. If you want to draw people to Jesus Christ, invite them to come and see. That's not very terrifying. Come and find out what it is we get up to. For many people, what goes on in church is an absolute mystery. They suspect it's very boring. But they assume the people who go are the sort of people who like singing hymns and being bored. So they don't bother coming. But come and see. I remember years ago, when I was at the BBC, we had Enoch Powell came to spend a weekend with the BBC religious producers to share his wisdom with us. Some of you remember Enoch Powell? I thought you might. But he actually gave a very interesting talk. And his talk was that our task as religious broadcasters was to say to people, come and have a look. Come and find out. And he added, and it seems to me that's what the church's message ought to be all the while. Just come and see. We don't want to indoctrinate you. We don't want to twist anybody's arms. We're not Bible bashers. Just come and see. And if you do, remarkable things may happen. And I would have to say that I remember when I first came to Ducklington, and there are people in church this morning who came to see, and they're still coming because they saw something that was wonderful. Well, baptize my eyes that I may see. So they followed, and then as they came along, there was Philip joined them, and Philip had a friend called Nathaniel Bartholomew, and he thought he'd bring him to see Jesus as well. So the process is beginning. So he invited him. He said, come and see the one we have met, the one who was prophesied in the Old Testament. In other words, the Messiah. Come and see him. And so Bartholomew, Nathaniel, came to see Jesus, invited by Philip. And they have then they have another rather strange congregation. Nathaniel, Bartholomew, says to Jesus, where did you come to know me? Because as Nathaniel Bartholomew approached, Jesus said, oh, here's a true Israelite, an honest Israelite. And Nathaniel said, how do you know me? Never met me before. And Jesus said, I saw you under the fig tree. Well, I don't know whether that's a miracle or not, but it struck Bartholomew as a miracle because he said, oh, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Not bad in one go, is it? Jesus replied to him, it's a fascinating conversation, you will see greater things than that. Because I said I saw you under the fig tree, oh, come on, you're going to see much better things than that. What are you going to see? And he then said something that Bartholomew, as a well-instructed Jew, would have known. He harked back to a story in the Old Testament of Jacob. Jacob having a vision, in which in his vision he saw heaven opened and angels coming up and down on a ladder, a link between heaven and earth. And Jesus says, you're going to see greater things than that. You're going to see heaven opened and the angels coming up and down, and the ladder is me, the Son of Man. Now, I wonder if you've ever thought of that. As Jesus as a ladder linking heaven and earth. To me, it's very vivid. To us, heaven, the very notion of heaven, and this is what the service from Greenbelt this morning on the radio was about, paradise. We can't imagine it. It seems impossibly up there somewhere. Ah, but if there's a ladder, if there's some link between heaven and earth, and Jesus says, you will see, if you stay with me, you will see the angels, it were, coming up and down on this ladder, heaven linked to earth linked to heaven, through me, Jesus, the link between heaven and earth, the one who one day will take us from earth to heaven, and the one who now, while we're on earth, from time to time touches us with heaven, the ladder linking two worlds. Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. The Son of Man as the ladder. So Nathaniel Bartholomew joined the apostolic band, the 12 that Jesus was slowly gathering to be his special representatives, to be the ones who eventually would carry the message of the crucifixion and the resurrection to the whole world. The Son of Man as the ladder. So the verb to see, baptize my eyes, Lord, Because often we feel that we're groping in the dark. We're seeking something, like those two young men were. We're seeking something. We're not sure what it is. We're looking for something in life. I suspect that an awful lot of people who never darken, as we say, the doors of a church, are still looking for something in life. They believe it must have some purpose. They're seeking something, but they don't know what it is. Baptize my eyes that they may see. Open my eyes that I may understand. Help me to see beyond just the ordinary things of life, beyond this building even, to see the wonders of eternity, to see heaven opened. So I think we might say to our friends and neighbours, don't go through life with your spiritual eyes closed. Come and see. It may not convince you, but come and find out. And we can ourselves come week by week into the presence of God and ask that our eyes may be opened. There's a prayer from the Psalms. Lord, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your word. As we've come here today, open our eyes. Help us to see. Because closed eyes won't discover anything.